Hi guys, this is Marcy. This is the beginning of the podcast, or at least in its early days, and I'm currently thinking that it's going to be called The Detailing Duo, because it is myself, Marcy Tran, and my husband, the founder, Alex, who are a team in our detailing business. And by playing to each other's strengths, we have discovered that we can be a pretty good stinking team when we stay on task and on target and stop fighting each other. So today's podcast, I think, is going to be a short one, and I wanted to talk about the power of questions during intake. I don't know if they have power, but they definitely serve a purpose and can help you streamline your process and or your intake process, and in that process find out some valuable information. So I'm going to be sourcing from a couple different places, and you will definitely recognize the name Jimbo from the Auto Detail podcast. I was in his detailer inner circle. If you have contemplated it, I would highly recommend it, because he doesn't chintz, he doesn't hold back, and you will get some real gems. I like to say that a lot, but I definitely got some gems. Pete is his partner in crime with the detailer inner circle, and the dude really understands marketing. He's going to tell you some things to do, and you might be like, I want to do it or I don't. Just do it, because he knows the psychology behind it. And he taught us to ask during the intake process, when is the last time you detailed your car? I would say make that a part of your new customer process every single time. Why? What are you accomplishing? Well, as you know, some of our customers have a big range. Some of them are pretty stinking negligent, and they've come to you as a last resort, and you want to ask them that, because those negligent ones, you know what they're going to do. They're going to call you up and they're going to start to tell you over and over again, it's not that bad, it's not that bad. Well, you know what? Not that bad is extremely subjective. And when you say to them, when is the last, you know, what year is your car? Oh, it's a 2015. Okay, when is the last time you detailed it? Crickets, silent. And they finally answer you, I don't know. Or never. Okay, we both know that not that bad, it's a crap fest. And it puts them in check. They kind of get it right then and there that they can stop saying that. I'm gonna sound like a control freak on this podcast or this one today, but you are wanting to set yourself up as the expert, as the authority. They need to be put in check when they're coming to you and trying to tell you the way it is. However, you're the one who's about, you or your team are about to do the work. They might answer you when you say, when's the last time you detailed your car? And they go, oh, it's really bad. And I did it. It's been like 4 months. And you say to yourself, okay, this is a person who can't tolerate dirt. And for them, this is unacceptable. So you now have been able to gauge where the car is at. And so you know how to continue the conversation and what you're up for and price. You know, we have our prices already fixed. But obviously there's some leeway. A person who comes in and wants everything done, but they've maintained it and it was only done 4 months ago, but they still want fresh wax. Yeah, if I feel like giving them a little discount or a little throwing in a little something extra, I know I can do that because of the realistic expectations or attitude that the customer has. Something else just came up to me. I'm gonna go ahead and throw it in here. We have learned that when a customer comes in and they haven't detailed their car ever, and it's a 5-year-old car, we used to take it on upon ourselves to have to turn this thing around, to give it every last bit. We were not respecting ourselves, our time, and we were actually, ironically, doing a disservice to the customer. We would work double hard on those cars. I'm sorry to admit it, but the real deal is we did not add on additional charges. We've had some detailers, you know, check us and help us to see our value. And then the customer would come and they would nitpick over the car that they had neglected. It was like, let's add insult to injury. After getting kicked in the, you know what, enough, we have changed that to, when you bring us in a bad car, we tell you straight up, this car has been neglected. We're gonna give you the same amount of time that this detail that you've picked takes. However, you can expect a massive improvement, but it will not be completely turned around. In some cases, the neglect could have caused damage that will never be turned around. But to get this back, we're gonna get it somewhere close to base level today, but to now take it to the next level of clean, you're gonna have to book a follow-up detail. Guess what happens when we say that? We sound like we're being super anal or super bossy, or who wants to talk to their customer like that? They say, of course, I understand, thank you, and they tip better. And when we were giving them everything with no upcharge, we were not getting tips, we were getting complaints, so even, you know, requesting refunds, us fearing that we were about to get a bad review. What a paradigm shift that has been. Question, when is the last time you detailed your car? Don't go into a brand new customer conversation without having asked that. It's both for you and for them. So my next question, or this isn't actually a question, this is more of another psychology point of view. Went through a little bit of Grant Cardone training, and he says, whoever is asking the questions is in control of the conversation. For you seasoned guys, you probably already know this. It might not even mean too much, but for you guys who are listening to this and you're brand new, or you're maybe a year in, and you kind of cringe when the phone rings because you know the process, and you definitely want to land a job, you want to make some money, but how do you get the customers to bend to you? Again, I sound like a control freak, but really, we need them to. You want to be asking the questions. So with that said, I have listed my series of intake questions, and these are the core ones that you definitely want to ask, or that work for us, I should say. Number one, they call, go, hi, I want to get a detail. How much is it? Okay, that doesn't tell you much, right? So I counter with, where did you get our name from? That has absolutely nothing to do with their question, but this is for you. And why are you asking this? Because you want to be able to thank a referral source if it's a person. You want to know, wow, everything's coming from Facebook. My time is better spent posting on Facebook. Everybody's coming from Instagram. Oh, my Google ad is performing. They're coming from Google. Where did you get my name from? You want to know this. And when it comes from a person, you want to acknowledge him. Text, phone call, visit, whatever, you want to say thank you because they believed enough in you to support you. You want to give them that acknowledgement. All right, so that's done. That's a quick question. Where'd you get our name from? And they're going to answer, oh, I just Googled you. Or they don't, might not even always say that. They'll say, oh, I found you on the internet. And I say, okay, you Googled us? Yes. Great. Next thing is, you know, the question that they already started with was, how much for a detail? So I need to find out how to answer this. And I am here to guide you to the very best package that you want. So I'm gonna ask, well, what would you like done? The interior or the exterior? And they'll tell you. For us, most of the time, they're gonna say both. I want both. All right, if that's the answer, my next question is, are you keeping it or selling it? And at that point, some of them get a little bewildered. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Well, that has a lot to do with it because I only want to recommend what you need. And based on my recommendation, you can do what you want, but here's what I, as a professional, recommend. If you tell me you're selling it, well, I have the detail named from Jumbo's, what do you call that? That thing I just told you about? Detailer Inner Circle. It's called the pre-sale detail. So the name is in it. What are we gonna do? We're gonna do everything, except we're not gonna do the extra bells and whistles. If you're selling it, you don't need it waxed. You probably don't need all the extra dressing. I am probably not gonna go quite as deep and meticulous as I do for a complete detail. So if they tell me they're keeping it, or if the word wax comes out of their mouth, I'm gonna recommend my higher package. We call it the complete. You have your own brand, but now you're not listing every single one. Like, I don't like to feel like I'm in the hot seat and I need to prove to you. And maybe this is my own stuff and I'll get over that later. But when I have somebody who asks me for a detail, I tell them which one I recommend and what the price is. And then they start to say to me, well, are you going to do this? And are you going to do that? I don't know. That I probably still need to work through because it kind of pushes my buttons and I start to feel like, dude, if you don't, it's probably my own issues still. But at that point, when I can tell that they don't have clarity and they want me to run down or justify why I'm charging what I charge. At that point, I tell them, you know what? I'm going to text you my website and you can go on there and see the very package I was talking about and you can see everything it includes. And then if you like, you can even book directly on the website. So maybe you don't have that set up yet, but I'm telling you what, I'm going to do another podcast all about websites. There is every option out there to make you a website or a pseudo website, something that serves you to cut down on your time on the phone. Even when somebody books directly on my website, I want to call them. I want to hear their voice. I want them to hear mine. We both become real people to each other. I want to know that they have picked the right package and that they have realistic expectations. That is that step. Now, after I've recommended the matching detail, I used to be too shy to do or not bold enough, and it's not serving anyone well, me or them. I say, when would you like to book? Did you hear that question? When would you like to book? So I am moving towards the close. I've given them the information that they need. Now with what they have enough information. When do you want to get on the schedule? Or I might even say, I'm booked up through Thursday. Would you like to come in Friday or Monday? Would you like to come in Tuesday afternoon? Or, you know, give them a couple options. I do not want to say, would you like to book? Because the answer to that is yes or no. They would not have called me if they didn't have a need, a problem that you have the solution for. So the question is, when would you like to book? Don't be scared of the close. You don't need to answer your phone 10 times a day, give out information, and not be landing them. And you're probably not doing it a lot, but enough that people need to be guided. And that's what you're here for. You're here to answer their question and guide them toward what they want. They want a cleaner car. I'm going to repeat it. My series of questions, short and sweet. Number one, where'd you get my name from? Number two, would you like the interior or the exterior? Number three, are you keeping it or selling it? I am taking them down my own little flow chart, and then poof, I make a recommendation based on the information I've gotten, received. I don't think gotten is a word. Number four, when would you like to book? And if they're a great conversation, but they are, you can tell when they're genuinely have a block, like, well, I have someone coming in town and I'm not sure. I say, great. Can I call you back in a week? Or can I call you back in 2 days? Will that be good? And you know what the answer to that always is? That would be great. You are solving a problem. You are making their life easier. They do not look at it as an imposition. That's what we're here for. We're here not just to give a clean car. We're here to have a wonderful experience. Do you know how rarely we get serviced well? We recently, Alex and I, a little Honda Element, the battery needed to be replaced and it just up and died. Never, didn't give me any kind of warnings or, you know, like slow starts. I don't know how many wreckers I called. No solutions, no nothing. Terrible. It was like my 13-year-old kid had picked up the phone and was like, huh, what? No, dude, if you can't help me, get me to the right place. Until one guy, hungry enough, answered, provided all the solutions, showed up in 10 minutes, boosted us. I paid him way too much, but he got me back on the road and I was happy to do it. You're here to remove friction from your customers. You're here to make the process smooth. Now, those are a lot of questions. If you're not comfortable asking this, get comfortable. They serve you well. You're making a nice process to make the whole thing easier. Now, occasionally, not often, but occasionally, I have somebody who has a problem answering my questions. I'm so glad I asked those questions. You know why? I don't want to work with them. If all of a sudden, they're like, why are you asking me that? Or what's with all these questions? And they're getting irritable. Thank you so much for showing me this upfront. Then I will say, well, this is part of my process. I need these to make the right recommendation. All I want is a wash and wax, or all I want is a detail. You know, like they're getting very impatient. I'll say, thank you for calling. I don't think we're the right shop for you. Thank you for calling. You might want to try somewhere else. Again, I never want to stop being professional. I will tell you, having our own business has brought me to a higher level of personal development, if that's the right word, because what used to trigger me, I can't fly off the handle like I used to want to. And I'm happy for it now. You guys know what I'm talking about, but we gotta remain the professionals, if nothing else, for fear that I don't want a bad Google review. But you know what else? I don't want to experience anger and frustration and inside of myself. So if somebody wants to act like a fool, by all means, let them. But I can stay cool, calm, collected. I can stay, you know, I can just, okay, have a great day. I can stay cool. All right, so that was it. The power of questions during intake. Number one, I love it, it's gold. When is the last time you detailed your car? You know what? That one wasn't in my little list. So where did you get name from? I always wanna ask. Number two, when is the last time you detailed your car? And now I know what I'm working with. Number three, do you want interior or exterior? Are you keeping or selling it? And then after we've gone through those, when would you like to book? You follow that. You've made your process easier. You're not winging it each time. So a level of stress or anxiety that you were having when the phone rang, poof, it just went down because you've got a nice little path and you're guiding them towards what they want. Also, this wasn't on my list, but this is for phone calls. It's for show-ups too, but when you're on the phone, smile. Smile, 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 because a smile comes across. A smile makes you feel good. The smile makes them feel warm. And each of these questions with a smile and understanding, it just, hey, why not smile throughout your day? All right, that's it. And I had another sticky note here. Yeah, I'm so high tech. My the podcast syllabus is on sticky notes. So I can't wait to get to the next one. It's all about your Google My Business. And thanks for listening. We'll check you guys later. Bye.